And we welcome you back into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It's coming up on 9:35, and our next guest is talking to us here from Junction City, USD 475, Geary County School Superintendent. Dr. Reginald Eggleston joins us on the program this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you again for allowing us to just share all the great things that are taking place at in our school district. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Always look forward to getting the chance to hear from you. Have you had a chance to reset here? I know school got out. Last time I talked to you, you guys were still in session. Get a chance to unwind a little bit here in the month of June?
Well, I'll say yes to that. You know, we just got out of school on June the 4th, and then we started summer school June 7th. So things have been moving fast and furious. We're providing professional development for administrators right now. We're hiring teachers for the upcoming school year. So really, we're just in the process of making preparations for the start of another great school year.
Well, and there's a lot going on, obviously. In summertime, it just doesn't slow down just because the kids are out. I know you got, well, summer school began right after school got out, too.
That is correct. And so we've been very pleased. We have four elementary sites. Both of our middle schools are offering summer school as well as our high school. So we just felt that it was very important for us to create some additional opportunities for academic exposure for our students, enrichment, just to help them transition and be prepared again for the start of another great school year.
Well, I was going through some notes here this morning and came across this news release here from the other day. I think it was put out on Monday about the 7th and 8th grade magnet program. And first of all, just I know you have the magnet school there, but I don't know if everyone's familiar with that term. What does a magnet school entail?
Well, when you look at a magnet school, you talk about, you're thinking of a program that has an intense focus. In some places, you may have fine arts, you may have math and science. Our magnet program is solely focused on preparing our students for the transition to the 9th grade. We know that the 9th grade is the hardest year of the high school experience, and so we're trying to do everything we possibly can to assist students. So the process normally happens through collaboration with the Corns or the magnet school principal and the two middle school principals, where we identify students who may need some additional support or students who just need a different environment. It doesn't mean that anything's wrong. It's not a negative experience or a negative connotation. It just allows these students to be in a smaller learning environment, a smaller setting, so that they can receive more hands-on learning or hands-on classes that assist them in making the transition to their high school years.
As far as the benefits you've seen here so far, this completed 2 years of having that magnet school, what have you been pleased with so far?
Well, really pleased with the success that our staff has had there. Our students are making improvements. Some of our students were 2 and 3 grade levels behind. They have been caught up. By the time they get ready to enter the high school, they will be on grade level. We're just excited about the work, the progress, again, that students are making. We're excited about the increase in their self-esteem. You know, when students start to lose confidence in their ability, it really does impact their student achievement. So we're excited that we're able to just breathe new life and energy into our young people and just give them a positive outlook as far as what their school years can look like and actually become. So very excited about that.
All right. If people are interested in learning more about it, how do they get enrolled in this?
So they actually can go online and enroll directly into the program, or they can call the H.P. Corns building, and they can reach out to Ms. Perez, who is our new principal, as well as we have other staff there, and they can receive information.
All right, great. Well, what a wonderful opportunity here for some of our middle school learners in the Junction City area. That program obviously is going to flourish. About how many students would you say take part in that right now?
We've had up to 55 students, but of course, this past year we were impacted by the pandemic. We had another 25 to 27 students who opted to take advantage of the remote learning option instead of coming in for in-person school. So we're expecting the numbers to be close to 100 students this upcoming year.
Wow, very good. Well, and I know you got commended recently for being able to have people in person here throughout the entire school year and not having to, you know, adjust on the fly or anything like that. You got to be pretty proud of the accomplishments, especially in this pandemic school year that was 2020 and 2021.
We are, and I can say that I am. I contribute that to the hard work of our administrators, our teachers, classified staff. They were very resilient. Everyone worked together. There were so many unknowns surrounding the pandemic. But I have to say that we met as a team consistently, developed a plan. That plan had to be tweaked and adjusted on several occasions just because of the changes that occurred from the CDC, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, our local health department. So it was definitely a team effort. I do appreciate the patience and confidence that our parents have in us because, you know, in a lot of areas, they didn't start school until after spring break. And some places just went to remote learning the entire year. So it was definitely a community and school district effort, a combined effort, and we're just pleased with the success that we've experienced.
And we're speaking with Dr. Reginald Eggleston. He's a superintendent of schools at USD 475 Geary County. And we're talking about all sorts of things here. We've talked about the Magnet School and such. And you know, there's also early childhood education. And there's been some benefits of that. I know they say that early childhood education kind of springboards students for success early on. How pleased are you with what you have there in 475 and how people can get involved with that?
I would have to tell you that is definitely a shining star in our district. We definitely believe in early intervention and giving students an opportunity to be exposed to curriculum and to develop social skills. We want all of our students to take advantage, those between the ages of 3 and 4, to take advantage of the opportunities. We really would like to see as many students in this program as possible. We've seen some tremendous successes. And again, it serves as a bridge into kindergarten and in preparing students for kindergarten and first grade, those basic skills that they need in order to be successful. So we're very pleased with it, very excited that we have the opportunity to offer this program and really hope to see it grow and blossom even more in the very future.
Is enrollment open for that next month, or is it pretty soon?
It's all year, actually. Okay. So parents can go in and start enrolling. There is a process that they will have to go through, the screening or testing, but we have that process available, and all they have to do is reach out to our early childhood department, and they can get all the information that they need.
Okay, very good. Coming up on 9:44 here in the morning on News Radio KMAN. Let's take our break here. We'll come back, talk about some construction updates and planning for the upcoming school year, much more. We're talking with Reginald Eggleston, superintendent at USD 475 Geary County here on KMAN.